أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد. We are with Aqa'id, beliefs of Shia, and today we will talk about divine justice, and we start with Sifatullah. And we believe we are as Shia Imamiyya, Ithna Ashariyya. We believe that one of Almighty Allah's positive attributes of perfection is that He is absolutely just and is never unjust. We believe that Allah is just and never, and He is absolutely just and is never unjust. He never wrongs anyone through his acts and never treats anyone unfairly. Why? Because this is the opposite of the just of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He is the just. So how it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dealing or treating somebody unfairly or unjustly? So through His judgment, He rewards His obedient servants. Definitely, because He is what? He is just. So He rewards His obedient servant and has the right to punish the disobedient. Because the people, if they obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they are good obedient servant to Allah. So what Allah is going to do? Allah is going to reward them. To reward them. And if those servants they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah has what? Has the right to punish the disobedient. The disobedient. He never takes His servants beyond their scopes and never punish them beyond the limits of that of what they deserve. Definitely, Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish us according to or beyond what the limits of what we deserve, so all of us will be punished, and we deserve to be where? In hell, wal'iyadu billah, in Jahannam. But because of rahmatullah, because of adlullah, because of the mercy of Allah, because of the just of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is dealing with us with His mercy and with His just. We also believe that He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted, does not omit the good deed. You see that Allah, we believe that Allah, what? The exalted does not omit the good deed when there is no better deed interfering in the matter. And He does not do any evil deed because He, what? The exalted. Because He, the exalted, has the power to shun the evil has the power to shun the evil. Since he has full acquaintance with the goodness and the evilness of an act. Thus, goodness of things does not cause him harm, so that he is what? He is required to shun it, nor is he in need of evilness, so that he is required to do it. You see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mercy, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just, but we have to take care about our behaviors. We have to take care about our acts, our disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be aware, because we don't know which time, when or where we are going to die, and in which belief we are going to die, and in which act we are going to die. Maybe somebody is acting with a bad or disobedient to the orders of Allah and he died. So this guy will be what? A disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he deserves to be where? In Jahannam, in hell, wal'iyadu billah. In spite of all this, Almighty Allah is all wise. His deeds must be what? Compatible with wisdom. You see, his deeds must be compatible with wisdom and the most perfect system. Now, suppose that he treats the creatures with cruelty. Suppose that he treats a creature with cruelty, hasha Allah, or commits an evil deed, wal iyadu billah. He is too exalted to be such, then it must be because of one of four things. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shouldn't act just like evil or bad deeds? Because of four things. What are the four things? Number one, he is ignorant of the matter and he does not know that it is evil. وحاشا لله, if he is ignorant, jahil. Two, if he works just like an evil, or he acts with bad things, so either he is ignorant, two, he knows about the reality of the matter, but he has been compelled to do it and unable to desist from it. So he has what? He has to do this action. Somebody is forcing Allah to do action. Wal'iyadu billah. And this is also wrong. The third thing is, he knows about its reality. He knows about its reality and he is not compelled to do it. Yet he needs to do it. Or, you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he needs to do that action. So Allah is not need for anything. So Allah is not muhtaj. Okay, the fourth thing is, he knows about its reality and he is not compelled to do it, and he does not need it, so his death will be what? On account of whim, vainness, and pastime. Well, iyadu billah. Allah has what? Has to do this thing for pastime. Allah has to do this of whim, vainness, and pastime. All these four things are unacceptable for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should recognize that all these probabilities are impossible for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since they ascribe imperfection to Him. Allah is perfect, and these four things are related to imperfect one, while He is in reality the absolute perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolute perfect. He is the perfect Himself. So how should we describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is imperfect? How do we describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He behaves something just like ignorant? So this is, if Allah behaves just like He is ignorant, so He's what? Imperfect. Or how does now we believe that Allah, He behaves something and He doesn't know this thing or this behavior is bad? And this is a kind of imperfect for Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the perfect, the kamal and dala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the perfect. Here also, while He is in reality the absolute perfect, in view of that, we must judge that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too exalted to wrong anyone or to do any evil deed. We have to believe that Allah never do a mistake, never do a bad thing. Why? Because He is the perfect. Okay? So, some Muslims, however, have argued that Almighty Allah, sacred be His names, may do evil. Look for these crazy people. Look for these sick people. How do they think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They said, may do evil. Do you believe that somebody who has a mind believe that Allah do evil sometime? Allah yaf'al shar ba'd al-ahyan? This is unbelievable. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the perfect. May punish the obedient to Him. May allow the disobedient and even the disbelievers to enter paradise. So, this is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? For example, the disbelievers, He is going to let them to go where? To heaven and to paradise or heaven, and the obedient people, obedient persons, He is going to let them where? He is going to punish them and let them go to hell. This is unacceptable, dear brothers and sisters. May take a soul beyond its scope, and may impose upon His servants to do what they have no power to do. In spite of this, He may punish them, for they did not do what they have no power to do. Such Muslims have what? Have also that Almighty Allah may treat it unjustly, do wrong, lie, and deceive, and that He may do unwise, aimless, useless, and worthless things. To justify such corrupt arguments, they have cited the following hoary verse as pretexts. You see, these sick people They said that Allah, He is what? Aimless. Allah may do unwise. Allah do wrong. Allah lie. Allah deceive. Oh, Allah deceive. Who? Where is the wise person who can believe such a bad stuff, such a bad things about Allah? They said, what is their proof? What is their proof from Holy Quran? What is their text? Which what is the excuse for their thoughts? They said this text, لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. He cannot be questioned concerning what he does, and they shall be questioned. Is it acceptable? It is the Lord of the bearers of such corrupt beliefs who is unjust, wrongful, foolish, or reckless, a deceiver, evildoer, and one shunning the God. Glory is to Almighty Allah, and He, and high and great is He beyond measure, above all that they say. Such false argument are nothing but a clear-cut disbelief. As for Almighty Allah, He has stated in the Holy Quran, وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعِبَادِ. Allah does not desire injustice for His servants. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ. Allah does not love corruption. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. We did not create the heavens and the earth and all that is between them in jest. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn and mankind except to serve me. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Our Lord, You have not created this in vain. Definitely not in vain. Glory be to You. Save us then from the chastisement of the fire. The Holy Quran is full of verses denoting the same facts. So, brothers and sisters, how it comes to these people to say such bad things or believe such wrong beliefs about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is the just, Allah is the al-adil, Allah is the wise. How it comes that Allah is behaving with the wrong or evil behaviors, or He deceive people? This is the unacceptable things. This is that a person should think that these things or these bad things, he should away from it, and he should check it from here and there, and somehow not to believe in such stuff. نسأل الله أن يجيرنا من كل سوء ومن سوء المعتقد ونسأل الله أن يحسن عواقب أمورنا وأموركم والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.